presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower, back to CX-4. Wind southeast, sailing 12 knots drag, all clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan coming in. Yes, it's America's ace of the airwaves. Coming in for another transcribed episode in the adventures of Hop Harrigan.
Say, fellas and girls, when you get older, how would you like to pilot a plane in the national air races? Boy, just think, zooming over the course, making steep turns around the pylons, and rocketing past other planes. Sounds like a lot of fun, doesn't it? Well, you can take Tony LeVere's word for it, it's great sport. Tony LeVere has been flying in air races a good many years, and just recently in the Cleveland air races, came in first in the Sohio Trophy race. He was also entered in the Goodyear Midget races and the Thompson race, in both of which he finished in the money. In the 1946 races, Tony finished second in the Thompson Trophy race, averaging 370 miles per hour and winning $8,600. Well, gang, you'd think that Tony would be satisfied in just flying in races, but no, sir. He's probably the most famous test pilot in the country. From an engineering standpoint, he makes daily contributions to better, faster, and safer air transportation as chief engineering test pilot for the Lockheed Aircraft Corporation of California. While flying, he wears a special high-speed flying suit that attracted considerable attention this year at the races. Uh-oh, I see it's time for us to join Hop Harrigan now, gang, but in a few minutes I'll be back to tell you about this special flying suit and more about Tony LeVere. You'll find it interesting and informative. So don't forget to listen. And now to our story. The long search is over. Hop, Tank, and young Christopher Cross have at last found the ruins of the lost Mayan city where an age-old secret is hidden. A secret drawn on the wall of a tomb. A secret which allegedly will enable American scientists to conquer the barrier of supersonic flight. Now it is early morning, and we find the boys in the sleepy Mexican village of Valladolid, preparing for the last leg of their journey, a long hike through the tropical forest to the lost city. Obtaining all the necessary supplies, they're now trying to make a deal with one of the local Mexican villagers for a donkey. But Hop is having some difficulty. Listen.
Look, don't you understand? We don't want to buy your donkey. We only want to hire her to carry supplies. We'll bring her back.
But, senor, Pepita, she is all I have in the wide, wide world. She has never been away from me one day in her whole life. Not one.
We'll take good care of her.
Senor, you will not believe it, but Pepita, she is to me like my own daughter.
Yeah, I can see the resemblance.
Cut it out, Tank. Now, listen, my friend, for the last time, we're not trying to take the Pepita away from you.
She is not yours, the stranger. She would be unhappy.
Don't worry. We'll make her happy.
Yeah, we'll sing her to sleep every night.
That I'd like to see.
Oh, now, cut the comedy, will you? Fellas, I'm having enough trouble.
I'm sorry.
Well, how long are we going to argue with him? If he don't want to give us his jackass, so what? We'll go someplace else.
Oh, no. You would not want to do that, senor. There is no such good donkey in all Valladolid as my Pepita.
Then will you rent her to us or won't you? Make up your mind.
But you will not make her carry too much. Pepita, she is very sensitive.
Maybe you'd like us to carry her.
Is it a deal or isn't it?
How much do you pay, senor?
I told you, $20.
You would pay perhaps 25, no?
No.
But, senora, my word of honor.
Okay, let's go, fellas. We'll get a donkey somewhere else.
Oh, no. It is as you say, $20.
It's about time.
In advance, senor.
Yeah, I'm sure of that. Here you are. 5, 10, 20.
Gracias, senor. Muchas gracias.
The road, Tank. We'll take it back to the store and load her up.
Check. Come on, Pepita. Get the lead out of your feet.
No, I'll help you.
One moment, senor, please.
Now what?
You have not told me where you are going.
Is that necessary?
Well, I do not wish for Pepita to go where there is trouble, senor.
There won't be any trouble. We're just going on a camping trip, that's all. Maybe we'll look over some of the Mayan ruins.
Oh, then you're going to the forest, no?
That's right.
I do not go to the east.
Why not?
To the east is bad country, senor. Muy malo, very bad.
What do you mean, bad?
It is a forest of death.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
Please, senor, please, do listen to me. Far to the east in the forest, there is a great temple, and there, many centuries ago, my people worshipped before the god Kumukan.
Well?
The temple, it is now in ruins, and so is the great city of Xochitl, where the temple was built.
Xochitl, eh?
Si, senor. Do not go near this place if you value your life.
Have you ever been there?
Just once, senor. Madre Dios, that was enough.
Why? What happened?
I do not like even to speak of it, senor. But I swear to you, with my own eyes, I saw the blood on the stone.
Blood on the stone?
See, fresh blood, senor. It ran down the side of the stone altar as I watched. And then the voice of Kumakan filled the heavens and struck terror to my heart. Please take my warning, senor. Do not go near the chill.
Hey, Ma. Come on,
Ma. Okay, okay. Be right with you. Well, thanks for the warning. I'll remember what you told me.
You will save yourself much trouble.
Oh, okay, well, so long.
Adios, senor. Hasta la vista.
Will you hop? Peter's getting kind of crispy.
You take care of Pepita as you have promised.
Yeah, yeah. Don't worry.
What took you so long, Hop? You want more dough?
No. What was he gabbing about?
Just a few last-minute instructions on how to take care of the donkey.
Him and his donkey.
Come on, let's pick up our supplies and get rolling. Check your compass ring again, Kurt. Make sure we're heading in the right direction.
Still going east.
Fine.
You know, this is sure a neat way to have a compass.
You mean setting a ring?
Yeah. I don't have to keep digging into my pocket all the time. It's always handy and ready when I want it.
Hey, fellas, wait up, will you?
What's the matter, Zach?
This old sleep bag wants to sit down. Come on, you long-eared scour puss.
Thank you. Look awful funny pulling her along like that.
Oh, I do, huh? Suppose you tried for a while. Oh, doggone it, Hop. We'd go faster if I carried the stuff myself.
You just don't have a way with donkeys, that's all, thanks.
Oh, I don't want to either.
Oh, come on. I want to reach the ruins before it gets dark.
Is it much further, Hop?
Yeah, good 5 miles. And the deeper we go, the tougher it gets.
Well, wait a minute. Do I have to handle Pepita all the way?
I'm afraid so, Dank. You're the only one strong enough to pull her when she gets stubborn. Let's go.
The afternoon wears on, sticky and humid, as the boys penetrate deeper and deeper into the heart of the tropical forest. Now, all semblance of a trail ends, and they are forced to cut their way through the undergrowth in single file, Hop and Chris slashing at the tangled brush with long-bladed machetes. Finally, in the late afternoon, Hop calls a halt.
All right, hold up here a minute.
Are we nearly there, Hop?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I'm glad.
Tired, aren't you?
Yeah, a little.
Oh, I'm dead. Hey, this is crazy. No, you dimwit. This time we stand still. Can't you understand English?
And Tank, give me a boost up this tree, will you?
Yeah. Hold the fleet bag, Chris. Give her a poke if she acts up.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Thanks.
What are you climbing the tree for, huh?
Let's see if I can spot the temple from here. Like that branch. Looks rotten.
That's
all right.
See anything, Hop?
Yeah, there it is.
You mean we're almost there?
Less than a mile away. We'll pitch camp in the Lost City tonight.
Clinging to the topmost branches of the tree, Hop stares eastward at a massive stone temple rising out of the dense forest, gleaming strangely red in the setting sun. For a moment, a strange cold chill runs down his spine as his tired eyes scan the ruins of the long-dead city. Gang, you won't want to miss the climax of today's episode, so stand by! At the beginning of Hop Harrigan, I was telling you about Tony Levere, chief engineering test pilot for Lockheed Aircraft Corporation. Now, to get back to the special high-speed flying suit that Tony wears when he flies in the races, included in this flying suit is a radio hearing device, similar to the hearing aid worn by the Hard of Hearing. A nylon G-suit for protection against blackout and pilot fatigue in the high-speed turns and dives is an important part of his outfit also. This flying suit is equipped with a new lip-type microphone strapped to his upper lip, and also included in his outfit is a nylon parachute. Well, as you can see, gang, Tony Levere certainly is well outfitted for his record-breaking racing flights. And his flying record goes back 18 years. Starting in aviation in 1928, he did a little of everything until 1937, when he made his first appearance at the National Air Races. In 1938, he won the Greevey Trophy Race and $12,000. He became a test pilot for General Motors in 1940, and in 1941 shifted to Lockheed, where he now is chief engineering test pilot, specializing on jet and rocket planes. By the way, Tony LeVere and other Lockheed experts have constructed several midget planes. He is head of LeVere and Associates, an organization responsible for a great many entries in the Cleveland National Air Races. Gang, Tony started flying when he was just about your age. Now, whether you want to test planes or fly in air races, there are plenty of jobs open in aviation, so why not start to learn to fly today? Organize a flying club if you feel that the rates are too high. But always remember, America needs flyers. And now, back to our story. Night has fallen over the ancient, broken ruins of the lost Mayan city of Xochitl, and a full moon, hanging low in the east, throws an eerie, silvery light over the tumbled masses of rock. Threading their way slowly through the ruins, Hop, Chris, and Tank, leading the donkey, Peter, now strangely docile, approach the massive temple.
It's awfully quiet here, isn't it?
Yeah, too quiet. I got goose pimples.
Chris, are you sure this is the place your father saw the painting on the wall?
I'm positive. It's in that temple way down deep underneath.
Well, look, we ain't going to go in there tonight, are we?
No, it's too late and we need rest. We'll pitch camp at the foot of those steps and look around in the morning.
And what's the idea of them steps, anyhow? They go all the way up to the top.
Well, you see that platform tank about halfway up?
Uh-huh.
Well, up there's the altar where the Mayan priests made their sacrifices.
Oh, yeah?
What kind of sacrifices, Chris?
Well, it's not a nice thing to talk about. But they used to tie people down on the altar, then take a knife and cut them open.
Hmm. Some fun.
My dad told me all about it. It was part of the Mayan religion.
Well, let's get to work. Tank, unload Pepita and tie her up to one of those rocks.
Are you sure there ain't a better place for us to camp?
Huh? Well, what's the matter with this?
Well, kind of wide open. Ain't got no cover. What do we need cover for?
Well,
now look, Tank. There's nobody here, nobody within miles.
Yeah, I know. That's the trouble.
Everything's so quiet and spooky.
Oh, now, don't start that.
I ain't starting nothing. I just got a funny... Holy cow, what was that? I don't know. But don't move.
Like a ghostly voice out of the past, the strange, eerie sound echoes and re-echoes over the ruins of the lost city. And the three boys stand rooted at the base of the temple, cold fear welling up within them. Then Hawk remembers the words of the Mexican native in Valladolid.
It is a great sound, senor. A sound that fills the heavens and strikes terror to the heart. It is the voice of Kumacan. And when one hears the voice, death is near.
Gang, there's mystery ahead. Mystery and action-packed adventure every step of the way as Hawk, Tank, and Chris probe the secrets of the lost Mayan city. So don't miss a single episode. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. So long, Hop. We'll be seeing you same time, same usual station. Harrigan is a transcribed, copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine.